I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on March 12, 2020. KaiOS Technologies has announced that it's collaborating with Mozilla to bring an updated Gecko engine to its mobile platform. While the smart feature phone maker originally forked its operating system from Mozilla's now abandoned Boot to Gecko project, yesterday's news was still something of a surprise, and may in part be a reaction to the amount of interest that Google has been showing in the platform. Mozilla will be helping KaiOS bring newer features such as WebAssembly and improved support for progressive web apps to its OS, and has promised that all of the code enhancements will be fully open sourced. The announcement has seen an enthusiastic reaction on social media, with some hoping that it might lead to the official rebirth of Boot to Gecko and the availability of Mozilla's web-based OS on other mobile platforms. The Red Hat product security team has published the 2019 edition of its annual risk report. While the team saw an overall decrease in the number of security reports that it had to deal with throughout the year, it did see a slight uptick in the number of CVEs that needed addressing, which it attributes to the size of Red Hat's ever-expanding product portfolio. The good news for the company's customers is that Red Hat managed to deal with 85% of all issues deemed critical within a week, with 41% of them being addressed within a single business day. Version 9.3 of the GNU Compiler Collection has been released. The latest stable version of the compiler includes fixes for 157 known bugs, but doesn't bring any new features, as development work has now shifted to the project's 10 series branch, which is likely to first appear later this year. Meanwhile, the GNU Assembler has landed mitigations for the recently discovered load value injection attack against Intel CPUs. Phoronix has reported that the mitigations will not be enabled by default due to the overhead involved, but at least now there'll be a straightforward way for code to be built that works around the problem, if developers choose to do so. And finally today, new data from the Nextcloud project shows it continuing to be an open source success story. 2019 saw Nextcloud double its user base for the third year in a row, with 179 new organizations becoming paid customers, and 250,000 users downloading its server platform every month. Nextcloud continues to be profitable and financially independent, and is planning on significantly expanding its team to help meet growing customer demand. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/122.